From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. The United States has rejected Russian claims the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. The National Security Council issued a report Tuesday and said the Syrian regime and Russia are trying to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people in this and earlier attacks. The NSC report said Damascus' use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and poses a clear threat to the U.S. and the world. It called on the international community to make a statement that this behavior will not be tolerated, although it did not specify possible consequences. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons program and asks Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, "If China decides to help, that'd be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them." He also tweeted, "I explained to the president of China that a trade deal with the U.S. will be far better for China if they solve the North Korean problem." U.S. Navy says the USS Carl Vinson strike group is still participating in planned exercises with the Australian Navy. The announcement is in direct contrast to comments made by Secretary of Defense. Speaking at the Pentagon Tuesday, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis told reporters, the strike group originally was set to travel south for joint exercises with Australia, but canceled its role there when the warships were directed north to the Western Pacific instead. Mattis said the move north was announced in an attempt to explain why the USS Vinson wasn't in that